In June 2018, Epic Games' Fortnite was at 125 billion players. 9 months later, in March 2019, Fortnite reaches a whopping 250 million players.
Fortnite may just be the most popular game in the world right now, with the game revolved around shooting and building. Fortnite is a battle royale game while also having a creative mode where players can practice and get better.
Fortnite's official launch was July 25th, 2017, and the Battle Royale game mode came out September 26, 2017. This game has gained interest extremely quickly, and YouTubers are constantly posting new content about this game.
Fortnite continues to be popular because of a unique concept that appeals to people of all ages and interests.
I'm Andrew, and I'm here with Pernay to talk about Fortnite Battle Royale.
First, we're going to be talking about how Fortnite gained popularity. One reason that Fortnite is so popular is that the game is very cartoonish. It does not contain as much violence as other shooter games like Call of Duty and Halo.
In games like Call of Duty and Halo, there's a lot of violence. So when you kill someone, there's a lot of blood that comes out. So little kids will be afraid.
Yeah, that's true. But unlike Fortnite, when you kill someone, all it shows is a bunch of numbers that shows how much damage you dealt to them. This is not as violent as for little kids, so they will be able to play the game. Little kids, teens, and even some adults have gotten very interested in this game. Although Fortnite is a free game, it is making $3 billion in profits in 2018.
There's also, in Fortnite, there's a battle pass, which players can buy for 900 V-Bucks. And to get V-Bucks, you have to spend money on the game. And so $1 approximately equals to 100 V-Bucks.
Last season, there was a way to get the battle pass for free. That was the way I got the battle pass this season. Something called the overtime challenges allowed you to complete a few challenges and unlock a free battle pass without having to spend any money at all.
To complete the battle pass, players just complete some challenges that require...
Completing challenges awards you experience and battle stars. These battle stars are used to level up your battle pass. Each tier that you gain in the battle pass gives you a new reward.
With each reward, you can show off these cosmetics to your friends.
Most of these cosmetics include dances, emotes,
outfits,
sprays, gliders, pickaxes, and much more.
I am actually very impressed in Fortnite's art department for constantly releasing these new skins, because they have to always design these and come up with new ideas for skins.
Hey Andrew, do you remember when Tilted Towers came out?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Wasn't that in Season 2 or something?
Yeah, that happened in Season 2. Tilted Towers came out along with the new locations of Haunted Hills, Junk Junction, Snobby Shores, and Shifty Shafts. Sorry about that.
Also, Fortnite updates its map almost every season because, for example, in Season 4, a meteor dropped on Dusty Depot and it turned into Dusty Divot, as it created a huge divot in the middle of the map. Fortnite modifies its map on a consistent basis. Also, did you know that there's a direct relationship between Fortnite's in-game seasons and the storyline?
Yeah, an example of that was that in Season 5, a big purple cube spawned from lightning clouds in Paradise Palms. This cube moved around the map, occasionally creating anti-gravity zones, and finally ending it at Loot Lake, where it dissolved into the water and created the floating island that came to be the main target in Season 6.
Usually, every season in Fortnite has a direct relation to the season in real life. For example, in Season 5, a drought caused Paradise Palms to form, which is in the bottom right of the map.
In Season 6, the theme was Halloween, as it was near the Halloween time of the year. A new event called Fortnite Mares brought a bunch of spooky-themed skins into the shop and a lot of monsters that you were able to fight in the map.
Also, in Season 7, a new season came out that had a winter theme because it was the winter time of the year. It introduced airplanes as well as a snow biome on the bottom left of the map.
In the new Season 9 update that came out last Thursday, Fortnite introduced many new locations, such as Neo Tilted, which replaced Tilted Towers after it got destroyed in the destroyed by the volcano. Mega Mall, which replaced Retail Row after it got destroyed by a volcano. And Pressure Plane, which is basically the volcano area after it blew itself up.
Also, Fortnite introduced a new transportation system called Slipstreams, which is basically like a subway around the map. It includes wind tunnels that can fly you around these slipstreams.
Along with the Season 9 update, Fortnite brought in a new weapon into the game known as the Combat Shotgun. This weapon basically replaced the Pump Shotgun, and I believe it's really overpowered.
Really? I think it's like really bad, because the crosshair of the Combat Shotgun is super small, you can't even hit any of your shots.
But the Combat Shotgun shoots really fast, and it's really good for shooting people that are low on health, and it does a lot of damage as well.
It doesn't do that much damage, because with the pump, you can do like 100 plus damage every single time. But then with the Combat Shotgun, you can't hit any of your shots. And also, it does absolutely no damage. It does like 50 damage per shot.
Yeah, but unlike the Pump Shotgun, you gotta get like really close to other people to deal massive damage. With the Combat Shotgun, like it's like the Heavy Shotgun. It has more range than the Pump Shotgun, which allows you to deal lots of damage to other people. I just like using that weapon.
Yeah, sure, but with the Pump Shotgun, you're usually going to use it in close range anyway. And then if you're going to use it a little bit far away, then you can just use like an assault rifle or an SMG, which is it's the same thing.
Yeah, but similar to the Pump Shotgun, it's really hard to find them around the map. The drop rates are really low.
Yeah, but you can just find like an SMG, which can completely replace the Combat Shotgun. It just you don't even need it, right?
Unlike most games, Fortnite has made many mistakes in its lifetime. Most of these mistakes have caused players to rage because of overpowered adjustments or some gameplay adjustments that just were not good enough.
One example would be the Compact SMG. For 24 hours, the Compact SMG did like way more damage than all the other guns. It like did the amount of damage that Thanos would do to like all the other people in the Infinity War movie, because it would just absolutely shred through every single building, every single player in the game.
Yeah, that's true. And with the recent release of the drum gun being unvaulted, players have been able to find them on every single place in the map. They've also been overpowered, being able to break through builds and deal lots of massive damage to other players.
In Season 8, Fortnite released a new game mode called Arena, where players can get points as they continue to play games and
increase in their leagues. There's 7 leagues, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 leagues in Arena, and the more points you earn, you advance through the leagues. Matches that you play in Arena are paired up against similar league players, so you'll have an even match against players. You won't be paired up against really, like, really good people at the game.
The first 3 divisions are Open League, which is basically for the casual
players. Yeah,
the casual players. And the second league, which is
the second three leagues, are Contender, which is for a little bit more advanced players. And then last, we have the Champion League, which is for, like, pro players. And in the Champion League, you compete for, like, money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, winning games earns you money in Champions League.
If you make it into the Champion League, you qualify to play in the World Cup qualifiers, where you can potentially
win secure, up to $1 million?
No, you can secure a spot in the real World Cup tournament, where you go into like New York City.
I know, but you can win up to $1 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Arena's really cool mode. What league are you in?
Right now I'm in Contender League, which is like the middle.
I'm in Contender League as well. So Arena's also introduced a few more balance changes that are different from normal modes, such as Siphon, which allows you to gain health and shields from killing other people.
There's also mat caps, which means materials are capped at a maximum of 500 materials each.
this is so that people won't get into crazy build battles and waste all their materials. Fortnite has been noticing people doing that a lot lately, and they want to try and restrict building as much as possible.
There are many pro players in the world that are trying to compete for the top prize of $3 million. The total prize pool is like $30 million, and one player I really admire is Tfue, who is one of the biggest streamers in the world, and he's also super good at the game. In week 3 of the World Cup qualifiers, he got first in the finals. Even though he's been committed to he's committed a lot to streaming, he's still really good at the game.
Now, I don't know much about streamers, but I certainly know some of the Fortnite YouTubers out there. For example, Laserbeam is one of my favorite Fortnite YouTubers. I wouldn't even consider him a pro player because he's like pretty garbage at the game, but he's really funny. Like whenever he plays the game, he all he does is like memes and stuff, and that makes his viewers laugh.
Also, another in the European region, there are many prodigies such as Mongrel, Mitro, Mr. Savage M, and Benji Fishy. Mongrel and Mr. Savage M are both 14 years old, and they've both qualified for the World Cup already. That's insane. They're 14 years
They're
old.
They're pros, what? To finish with, Fortnite is a widely popular game that appeals to people of all ages, and it has many key features that make it enjoyable for lots of different kinds of people. So, see you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye.